Baghdad was largely calm Friday, as many of the Shiite pilgrims headed home. The pilgrims had converged on Baghdad's Qasimiyah district for an annual observance at the tomb of a revered imam. At a news briefing from Baghdad, U.S. Army Colonel John Castles, commander of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division, said Iraqi forces took the lead in keeping the pilgrims safe.
They have done an absolutely amazing job. We have been in solely a support role, in the background only. And this is something that the Iraqis planned themselves, coordinated, and then executed over a span of 3 or 4 days. And that's not easy to do when you're talking about 3 or 4 million people walking down the streets of into Baghdad to do this religious observance.
Last year, snipers killed at least 20 Shiites in Baghdad as they walked to the shrine. At the same observance in 2005, an estimated 1,000 pilgrims died in a stampede over a bridge that was triggered by rumors of a suicide bomber. Colonel Castles also told reporters that the U.S. military believes the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has traveled again to Iran, and that he has lost some influence over his Mada Army militia, which the U.S. holds responsible for a number of attacks against U.S. and coalition forces.
I think he is now in Iran, so just based on his location, that implies that some of his control is not direct, and we certainly haven't seen him in Sadr City operating.
Colonel Castle's soldiers are responsible for the Shiite slum of Sadr City, the cleric's stronghold. A spokesman for Sadr's office in the southern city of Najaf was quick to respond, saying the anti-American cleric remains inside Iraq. U.S. officials say Sadr first entered Iran in January this year and sought refuge there for 4 months as the U.S. sent additional troops to the Baghdad area. He was last seen in public in May in southern Iraq's holy city of Kufa. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.